number. Feel free to dial that thing at any time for any reason. Let me snatch that bad, bad boy up. Hello. What you doing today?
The old lady and I had a big conversation here last night about dreams and whether you could dream in color or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I told her that...
Everybody dreams in color.
You think so?
Yeah.
You with her.
Huh?
You're with her.
What do you mean? You think your brain somehow envisions things in black and white? Come on, butter.
Hey, yeah, you know, hey, it's all black and white.
That's ridiculous. That's one of the greatest misconceptions of all time. Do you think that when you think, just think of some lovely vacation spot you've been to. Think about it. Remember those blue shimmering waters? Remember the clear skies? Remember how red your skin got when you overdid it? Remember the maroon color of those wieners on the grill? Huh? Remember it? The green grass? Do you remember that? Well, what makes you think when you think at night that you suddenly start thinking in black and white?
Go to sleep. Huh? Hey, buddy, when you go to sleep, you don't see it in color.
Why is that? Why would you imagine that suddenly your brain takes a whole twist here, and while it remembers things in color in the daytime, at night it suddenly clicks to a black and white mode, huh? Do you realize how silly that sounds? I've heard people say it before. You're not the only one. People say, oh, no, I never dream in color. I dream in color. That's ridiculous. You maybe just don't remember, but you dream. Believe me, you're dreaming in color. Believe me.
Do you dream in color?
Of course, everybody. I'm telling you, everybody dreams in color.
I don't think so.
Oh, God.
I just think every dream is black and white.
Yeah, you know, you sound like a real whiz. You know what? You know what you got that's useless on your body? Your head, your brain. Let me take it right off. Off. It's useless weight. There we go. It's just like a cyst on you. It's like a pimple between your shoulders. Let me take that head right off. Here you go. Hold it and write me when you get work. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. There's no reasoning. I just think, well, that's all right. That's all right. The chromosomally deficient should not be harassed. I mean, I could just think, like, last night I had a dream about me and Clint Eastwood. And it was just a dream, mind you, but I still remember it now. I can see the gunmetal gray of his Magnum. The brown of the handles of the gun. I can see his piercing blue eyes. I can see his checkered jacket. The red of his chili dog. And I can see myself. The bronze of my skin, my pink tutu. My pearly white teeth as I jumped around singing to Clint, it had to be you. It had to be you. No other guy can make me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how I feel when you make me squeal. When we make love, need stars above. It's just unreal. It just had to be you. It had to be you. Oh, it's so nice when you cut a slice. It had to be you. I know when we began, I was kind of shy. Now I'm begging for the KY. It had to be you. It had to be you. It had to be you. Wow, yeah, yeah, yeah. See if I got the salad ready here. Making lunch for two of my favorite guys, Clinton and Sylvester. I'm so glad we decided to make it a threesome. It's so much fun. Sly should be home from the gym anytime now. And I'll just say,
yo, Nino.
Oh, Sly, come on into the kitchen.
How about a kiss?
I don't know, Sly. You know, we're in this arrangement. If it's going to be the three of us, it's the three together and nothing, you know?
Oh, come on. Give me a little sugar.
Well, I'll give you sugar when Clint comes home, okay? I'll give you sugar and, oh, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
Looks pretty appetizing, huh?
Don't do this to me, Sly.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, now you know what you're doing, huh? Oh, yeah, that's the way. Don't be afraid of it, that's the way. Oh, 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 that's, oh, yo, oh, that's nice. Oh, 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 hey, yeah. Everyone get up, here comes Cliff. What are you punks doing in here?
Nothing, Clint, we weren't doing a thing, I swear we weren't doing anything, I swear to God on a stack of Bibles.
Oh, yeah? Why you look so guilty? No, honest, we weren't doing nothing, just standing here. I want you to make the salads. What kind of salad is it, punk?
Well, let me see. I got it covered in cellophane. It's in the refrigerator here. Let me take it out. Yeah, it's a little vinaigrette, chef salad. I got your favorite in it, Clint. Look, it's got broccoli. Don't fly with your dog. Fly, don't just fly. Get back.